And we've got a quorum, so.
I believe it's not on the agenda, but don't we usually start out with public comments, if there's any public to comment?
What do you mean by public comments?
It's the first 5 minutes is usually reserved for if there are members of the public here and they wanted to have something to say. But since we don't have any members of the public here, we can just skip over that part.
I guess I'm supposed to say welcome, introduction of new commissioners. We don't have any new commissioners, so I can skip that too. Appreciation of outgoing commissioner, Michael Iverson. I'm actually kind of disappointed that we kind of only got a last minute that he wasn't going to be renewed to continue as the chair, because he kind of knows more than I think the rest of us put together as to what was going on. I'd like to, for the public record, thank everything that Michael has done and how much he's appreciated by everybody here. Does anybody else wish to say anything?
Do we know why he was not reappointed? I know he had a desire to serve a second term.
For our office, we sent Michael a letter about the first week of January, thanking him for his service. And part of the reason was there has been an influx since, I think after we had the November meeting, of interested community members, and what the mayor and Patrick had, our administration has expressed that they wanted to have opportunities for as many people to rotate onto the commission, and that was part of the reason for that opportunity.
So Fernando Rivera is up for reappointment. Is he not going to get a second term as well?
What I know now is that he was going to meet with the mayor after the last meeting he requested. At our last meeting in November, not December, but in November, he expressed that he wanted to reappoint. And at this point, they're going to meet with him. So that's what I know for now.
It seems to me there shouldn't be no question that he won't be reappointed with the explanation of why Michael Iverson was not reappointed.
And that's up to the discretion of the mayor, and that's the portion that I know.
I will make a comment that I'm very disappointed that Michael Iverson has not received a second appointment. It has been my experience with this commission that people who express interest in having a second appointment are usually allowed to be reappointed, and that, as Jason mentioned, he is a wealth of information and history and has proven himself to be an effective chair and member of the commission. It has also been my experience that it's very difficult to get people to be on the commission, to commit their time and efforts, to carve out time from their busy work days to get here and to be mm-hmm. invested. And I know I am guilty of not being as invested, and I got a second appointment. And I know that last month I didn't come because I had a last minute babysitting request for my daughter, and so my grandson comes first, and so I didn't come. Mm-hmm. And so I know that Michael was way more invested and committed to this commission, and I'm going to express my deep disappointment, and I want to advocate for his return. And if that is ignored, then I will resign from the commission.
All right, thank you. Does anybody else have something they want to say?
I just want to thank you, Irene, for your expression of appreciation for Michael Iverson. And as I stated before, that per city ordinance, the appointments are under the purview and discretion of Mayor Biskupski. And with the letter that she sent out and through Patrick Leary, that decision was made final. I want to just express that I had also hoped that we could still work together with you, and it would be a loss for us not to have you on the commission as well. But I also respect you for the work that you do and who you are. But I also have to uphold what Mayor Biskupski has has instated.
So it sounds like a no, that it's not going to be reconsidered. And so consider this my resignation, and good luck to you.
Oh. Well, it didn't even sound like it's going to be considered at all. Am I getting that message right? No consideration or advocacy to question this non-reappointment. Am I correct? I understand you?
I brought it up with my superiors after we had our discussion on Friday, and that was the conclusion that I was given.
Thank you very much.
I officially resign.
Thank you.
Thank you, Irene. I don't know the point of order on if we lose a quorum mid-meeting, what happens?
I think that I've been reading up on it, and I don't know if a quorum is a majority of members appointed to a particular city board. We only can take action when there's a quorum present, but we can, just like the last meeting, they still met, but it wasn't an open meeting. It's no longer considered one. Is that?
So do we go off the public record then at this point if we lose a quorum?
You can continue the meeting, just no official decisions.
No substantive decisions can be made, okay. All right, thank you. Can I make a request then if we're going to have this situation come up again with reappointments, that we get a bit of advance notice that we're not going to be retained? I know that Denise and I are up in June. Fernando, I think, is up soon. Seems that Michael didn't get the notification that he was not going to be retained until a couple of weeks after his appointment had expired. So I think it would be professional to be given some advance notice as to what the administration's decision is, so we're not left hanging and there's time for transition, reapportionment of assigned responsibilities and stuff. I'm right now have absolutely no idea what the status is on at least a half a dozen things that Michael was involved with. So for example, that would be something that would have liked to have been working on, you know, for the last month to get up to speed on.
Yes, I'll take note of that for the future.
If I may make a comment, all of the commissioners that volunteer these positions, we are volunteers, and I very much appreciate everyone's time. However, if we're going to be part of this commission, I assume everyone just chooses to be part of this for similar reasons that I did, which is I really want to make a difference for our city.
Mm-hmm.
And I am an impatient person in that we've got a list of items that we have pending, and it seems like they're still pending. We have the situation, obviously, where we've lost some institutional knowledge. It happened. Fine, but may I make a recommendation that at least going forward, and I'm not really sure, it may already be in the bylaws, so please correct me if I'm wrong. But is there a way when we have anyone working on something that we can get something in an update in writing? And I don't know that it has to be necessarily something formal, and maybe for the purposes of this commission, it should be more formal, but at least an update sent to you or to someone else, just so that we have an idea of what progress is happening. Again, this is the project manager in me going, and so we can get some progress going on. You know, maybe someone's encountered some roadblocks, and someone in the mayor's office may be able to knock on those doors, or at least tell us where to knock. Things along those nature, just so we can ideally prevent these kinds of gaps from happening. And then also, too, to ensure that we're progressing along, and so that each of us, we all do want to make a difference, so we have that opportunity to do so, because I want to get something done.
Yes, and part of that is, as I was reviewing the current ordinance, is you, at the very least, there's only an annual report that has to be presented, not just to the mayor, but also the council. But that's a great suggestion in terms of having an update, and then and then me working with you all so that I can make sure. So something that Jason did as well, he's emailed me in terms of trying to, he's requesting to have meetings with those that are in the administration for the police. And then I'll start getting the ball rolling for that in terms of that. And then maybe what we can do is just keep that communication open. But if that's up to the council, as I understand it in the ordinance, if you want to do more than that annual report.
So I will try to be in contact on a weekly basis just with status updates with people on individual projects that they're working on. I've reached out to Denise a couple of times about the CDAW, trying to get that work group back together, and I haven't
been able to get a response.
Me either. So I think I will try again, just to at least get a status update from her and find out where things lie with that, because my last work product that was produced on that, we were about 90% that done with it, and I don't think any progress has been made in months. So that's what I'm hoping for. But I guess after this meeting, where we know all of this priorities for the year, where it's assigned, I'll have some idea of who's working on what, and that will be a little bit easier for organizing sake to be able to at least be in touch regularly about that.
And I did reach out today, and Moana, I copied you as well, and perhaps I should have reached out to you directly instead of Nate, and I apologize if I didn't quite.
Oh, it's fine. We're still transitioning.
Regarding the affordable housing piece, because mm-hmm. I did raise my hand for that, so just to get some information, and if there's a good time, whether it be virtual or in person, I don't care, but whatever works better for you, just so I can get up to speed for what's going on in the city. I certainly understand the concept, but to understand what's going on in the city and how it relates to this commission and how I can assist.
Oh, and I'd love to meet with you in person too. I'm trying to meet everybody and get to know each commissioner just on a personal level, and for the commissioner reasons. And so let's get together, and what I'll do is compile all the information that we have, and I'll bring it to that meeting so we can talk about scheduling.
I'll send you an email.
Yeah,
so
send
we
me
can get something scheduled.
Yeah, perfect.
And
I can do that.
Nate did recommend for me to look at the full plan that's online here, that was this the www.slcgov.com/hand
H-A-N-D.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was what he recommended to start getting up to speed on the housing plan from the city's point of view.
Okay.
So that's a place to start.
Great,
so,
thank you.
That's probably the best resource as well. And if we want to get connected and after you kind of get a grounding in it, want to talk to staff who are the ones that crafted the policy, that's also a possibility as well.
Thank you.
Okay, so for the record, Commissioner Nicole Salazar has shown up, so we have a quorum again.
Yay, welcome.
To get you up to speed, Irene resigned at the beginning of the meeting, so we are down to having 6 commissioners. We thanked Michael Iverson, who's the outgoing chair, and that was the point of contention that Irene was upset about, him not being retained. So we've moved on to discussing, I guess we're on item number 2 of the agenda, where we're following up on the informal meeting we had last month. We only had 3 commissioners here, so we weren't able to have a quorum to have an actual meeting. So we brainstormed and divided up some of our priorities for the coming year. So I think the purpose of this meeting is going to be to determine, basically codify this list of priorities and to take assignments. So who's gonna take point on these, seeing these through. So that's what, Shauna, don't know how to pronounce your last name, but.
Dumbia.
Okay.
Dumbia.
Commissioner Dumbia was just speaking to the assignment that she's decided to head up on affordable housing. She was getting a little bit more information on that. So at this point, we've decided informally last week that our highest priority is to get that CDAW letter finished. I'm gonna try to follow up with Denise and find out where the status of that is, if we need to reconvene the subcommittee or the working group that we already had, or if we're gonna just have to start a new one. Let's see. People experiencing homelessness in Operation Rio Grande. I believe Michael had said he was going to head that up, but since his term has expired, we're going to need somebody to be willing to take point on homelessness and Operation Rio Grande issues. Is that something that...
What would that include? What kind of... Bring this closer. What kind of duties would that entail? Because I am familiar with a couple of the prosecutors who are working on Operation Rio Grande right now.
So, let's see.
And I have a fairly good working relationship with law enforcement.
Yeah, so over the last year and a half or so that I've been on the commission, it's the homelessness issue has been one of the top priorities. You know, it's what the mayor's race largely revolved around, that issue.
Right.
We, as the Human Rights Commission, have been kind of pushing to be kept in the loop on just what's going on each step of the way. And that's been kind of the point of contention that's been between the commission and some of the other things, is us not being updated and getting given information in a timely fashion. So it's the point of frustration that we had that kind of came to a boil back in October and November was we were learning more from press releases and the media than we were from the city council or the mayor's office. So.
Okay.
This is just trying to, because this is a two-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to have somebody on the commission be a point person that might be able to work better with making sure that we're informed on what's going on and that there's a human rights angle being considered every step of the way.
I'd be happy to take that up. Like, it's something that I discussed with Councilmember Fowler when she was running for her campaign, that we discussed that a bit, and her from her criminal defense standpoint, just completely what we had seen in the news, and we kind of talked about some of the issues that go along with civil rights and when is a defendant's right protected, and some of our personal issues with it. So I'd be happy to take
excellent.
That up.
That would be great.
Communicate with city council.
Yeah, just communication. I believe that the biggest priority we are having is that we're being informed and kept up to mm-hmm. kept up to date on what's going on, and just to kind of be the voice in the room that reminds everybody that
there's
are you taking the human rights angle right. into account here, that as issues come up, that the public safety and human rights need to be given equal weight.
Okay. Yeah. I can reach out to people and let them know that I will be the point person for this commission to
excellent.
To please let me know if they have updates and
we'll
be kept in the loop.
When we meet together as well. But
let's do it.
This is actually the one that this person that knows all of that stuff. So he's here with us if you want to chime in right now.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Oh, go ahead.
So for the record, David Litvak, Commissioner Salazar, excited to have you take that issue on, and more than happy to also from the mayor's office take the responsibility to make sure that we're doing a better job of bringing the Human Rights Commission into the dialogue, and more than happy to sit down with you and kind of catch you up on Operation Rio Grande. And I think also from the mayor's office we've also felt that the Human Rights Commission would be is a great venue to talk about all things relative to homelessness that we're working on in the city with the new resource centers, Operation Rio Grande, obviously, and other aspects of it. That affordable housing obviously runs into that as well. So look forward to working with you, Commissioner Salazar.
Yeah, and it may be best to maybe schedule some appointments right after this before they get filled up, because work is exploding right now.
Absolutely.
Schedule is filling up quickly.
Sounds good. Thank you, David. So then, and as far as this list goes, this is the rough order prioritization that we kind of discussed last month about where we think is probably most important on the checkdown list to least important. Doesn't mean that anything on the list isn't important. It's just that our kind of sense of what the priorities are based on time frame and status of where things are so far. Shauna has agreed to take on the affordable housing, which we've already discussed. The gender equity tool is something that has kind of been spinning its wheels for as long as I've been on the commission. There's been talk about it. My understanding is that we were looking at some other cities that have done a gender equity tool and a human rights scoring tool, We primarily, I believe it was Los Angeles, had just implemented with an executive order. I think San Francisco and Fresno has also had some something on in that ballpark. Some other municipalities have also had varying degrees of progress on that. I want to say Portland and Seattle, but I'm not 100% sure.
That makes sense. So is that Seattle?
Yeah.
So we were supposed to have Momana, you might know a little bit better on this. Somebody was doing, an intern, I believe, was doing research, specifically looking into what Mayor Garcetti had been doing in LA. So we're not reinventing the wheel. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've gotten an update on that in a few months as to what has been, what research has been done. We've just been told research has been, was ongoing.
I can find out.
Okay. So at that point, I believe the Shauna would be the one that would need to be brought up to speed on the status of those things, because my understanding is that it's sort of city by city as to what your needs are is the best way to approach it. And for Los Angeles, it was just an executive order where they threw it back to departments and said, you guys figure it out. But you're just required to do this. That's obviously not the way we could do something here, but it's good to know that, you know, how one city does it versus how another city does it. And that way, if we can see how they've implemented these things, maybe we can be, you know, a few steps ahead when we decide how to implement it on for Salt Lake City, or how to recommend that either the mayor or the city council implement something. And I think some of the ideas were batted around were, would it be, need to be an ordinance, or would it need to be something that would go through the city council? Are we talking about something that just the mayor's office does on the executive level to direct department heads to oversee? Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was just all kinds of this brainstorming thing, and it was, let's figure out what we don't know, or what we know, and then find out what we need to know, and that way we can approach the whole subject with what are the obstacles that other cities have run into in the past. So it sounds like you're taking on two of the largest projects. And,
sweet. You're a brave woman.
And like I said last month, anything you need help with, just ask, and I'll be willing
to. I actually had knocked on a few doors. I did get varying responses from crickets to, we'll check and get back to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I figure if I knock on enough doors, someone eventually will be able to have some information.
And so then the next issue, number five, was one I said I would like to see through. When we got the, so for backstory, the Police Use of Force report was something that began under the Becker administration, and several hundred, if not thousands, of hours of work product went into compiling it. And the mayor, Mayor Biscupsi, decided to make it public, I believe it was in October. Do you know, David? So the Police Use of Force report was made public, and I asked Chief Brown if it would be possible to make it a living document where it just got updated annually and just stayed part of the routine process that we have an update where new data is added to it and we can keep an eye on how things trend from year to year. Everybody sounded receptive to it, but that's a ball that I didn't want to have dropped. So I want to move forward with that, make sure that I can meet with the chief and whoever else, whatever other stakeholders there are involved in that process, to figure out if we agree in concept that this is a good idea, how do we make sure it happens? So that's what I want to focus on working on.
And I have some, as we're transitioning, I have some other documents because it was already published in or made a public record with our recorder's office, the document. And the letter that I believe was sent to it, and I do have it, it was sent to Michael Iverson as the chair, of thanking everyone for all the work that they've done. But I'll get an update for you with that, and we'll have when we meet as well. I just want to update you with all that information.
My goal is to find a way that it can just be the data can be collected and added to the document as an addendum on an annual basis.
Oh, as an
basis.
Addendum. Oh.
Something like that, where we're not going to generate a whole new report every year. It's more of a the 2016 update, the 2017 update, the 2018 update.
Yep.
It's about keeping the document alive so that the data continues to be added to it.
Okay. That's good.
I think that was the idea that I had kind of talked with the chief about, and he thought it was a good idea.
Okay.
So the document just stays alive and is updated regularly, so we don't have in 5 or 10 years the need to have to start from scratch and generate a whole new report.
Okay.
Have
That's
everybody put in that massive workload again. So anyway, moving on. Diversity recruitment. That, I think, derives directly from the presentation that we were given at the November meeting.
Oh, hello.
Okay, for the record, we have Commissioner Martin Buba has shown up, so now we've got an even larger quorum. Martin, we're just going over the agenda. We're following up on our prioritization list for 2018. Yeah. We're trying to get each commissioner to take a point on one of the issues so that we can divide up the responsibilities a little bit more equitably. I'm on issue number 6 right now, where we're talking about diversity recruitment. And I was saying, I believe that derives from the presentation that we were given by people from, I don't remember the office it was from now, that, sorry, what?
Human Resources?
Yes, Human Resources was telling us about the status of diversity and, anyway, I'm not up to speed on this issue at all, so beyond that presentation we had. Does anybody have something to contribute on it?
The last thing I remember is that they were going to give us policy to review and provide recommendation on. That was the last I remember of it. And then I had to step out.
Okay.
And we have a whole booklet. Well, it was mostly from the presentation, but I'll go follow up with why am I forgetting everyone's name? Julio, yes, it's late. I'll follow up with Julio, so whoever's that point of contact for this one, maybe it's somebody who isn't here, or the so that we can get more information on that. And it kind of goes in hand with the scoring tool that you are all recommending.
Mm-hmm. So the scoring tool was the idea that we had of something that could be modular, and the I think that in-house the city departments would be able to kind of self-evaluate.
Yeah.
We wanted to give them something that would be a tool that would be effortless for them to be able to apply to themselves to maybe see where they stand on these issues before it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But then again, that's still in the brainstorming phase of us trying to find a gender equity, human rights scoring, and we thought perhaps it could also be a diversity equity tool as well, if we could get them all kind of on the same page at the same time.
If we don't have another commissioner who's able to take point, I'm happy to take point on that as well.
Martin, are you interested in working with human resources on diversity issues?
Why not? I'll work on it.
Okay.
Just sign me to that. Diversity, is that recruitment?
Yeah, diversity recruitment. It's about so the mayor's office, I believe, has a priority of trying to get more diversity in city government. It's been a directive that the HR department has been moving forward with, and they've got various, I don't know, programs, policies, iterations in place trying to promote diversity recruitment. And they have a whole breakdown of the demographics of the city versus the demographics of diversity in municipal government. And they've got the raw data. Now they're trying to, I think, move to a phase where there will be more of a targeted recruitment.
Okay.
And since that's a priority for the city, it's something that is in our wheelhouse for human rights, we'd like to be more involved with it. So I think if you can get with Moana and discuss, get more more details on that, that might be.
And I'll follow up.
Sorry, you've got two of the largest assignments already.
Kind of a lot.
I think, Jason, my son has a game in probably 45 minutes, so I'm
okay. I believe we're just about done. So on this agenda item,
I'll let you know because if I'm to leave, definitely. But
the only other thing we have on the agenda is
just the open
dialogue. Next. Set the next agenda item. So for next month, does anybody have agenda items that you absolutely want to see on the agenda?
I have a question, and I believe I've asked this question before, but I don't recall the answer, or if we really had an answer, of what, if any, diversity training is does the city have, city and not just the city itself, offices, the police department, anything within any public service organization within the Salt Lake City, what diversity trainings are in place or in preparation to be put in place?
So that's kind of part of the work that I'm working with David Litvak, who just stepped out, is that we want to institutionalize some of those diversity trainings, and with Julio. So right now they do have a class that you have to when you come in. It's already part of the orientation for the city, but definitely looking to expand that. And I think when I follow up with Julio, he can give me more of a step-by-step. But as for now, there's a couple of things that are in the works that aren't concrete yet. We're seeing if we can implement them, especially starting at like the director level.
Okay.
And then we have an employee university. We've looked at that, especially what I've been doing with the ADA committee is there are certain, we're trying to also institutionalize those types of trainings as well for our safety, public safety folks, and then make sure that it gets to everyone in the city.
And is that only an onboarding thing or is that going to be an annual training?
As of right now, it's still in the process of figuring all those things out. But my hope is, just my hope as in my position, that it is, you start with it and then it becomes part of like, okay, let's follow up. That's my hope. I'll give you an update when we figure out on this in the admin level. But that's a great question and one that I had myself coming into this position. So yeah.
My understanding is that the Salt Lake City Police Department has a few different programs that they do. Outreach, specifically on their recruitment efforts to try to get reach towards ethnic minorities and women. I don't know much more beyond that, but I'm fairly certain that they have a lot of ongoing...
they have the bias training that they have to always get not to have a bias, but not to reflect, reflect on your own biases.
Is that the black versus white and is it that training?
I think it's one that was, it's the one with
university.
Yes, it's from outside of a university and they have that with our new police chief. And then Fatima has helped with a lot of the recruitment with the refugee population, and then they do have, for the fire, they train young women too, and they're trying to funnel them into the fire department as well. So there are all these little pieces, and I can go gather more information and I can update you. And definitely on a higher level, we are thinking about that and trying to see what we can have in the process and would love input on maybe a direction of that. So
I would love to see diversity training be certainly part of an onboarding process citywide, as well as an annual update, so to speak, just as you would update your compliance in other areas, to that be just be part of your general compliance updates.
Annual training,
lots of places have annual sexual harassment training, so
we definitely have that in compliance with I don't, you're a lawyer. Yes, you have to have that, but yeah.
No, well, I was just using an example.
Like having it at that.
There's plenty of other things out there that you do have annual trainings on. So
yeah,
that's something on on diversity shouldn't be that much more of a, there shouldn't be that much of a barrier to.
Right, and they have one that's on, it's a segment in the current training, but I don't know any more other than that.
Okay.
And I don't want to misspeak, so I will follow up so I know the actual amount of training that goes into that.
Okay. Right. Well, I hope to be better organized next meeting. I only had about 2 days notice that I was going to be running the meeting, so there's not a whole lot to work with on the agenda. I'm going to try to be in touch with everybody at least once a week on status updates on what's going on. Let's try to get a couple of minutes on each agenda for you to give an update to the rest of the commission. You guys are receptive to that so that we just are all on the same page. My plan is I'm going to try to follow up with Denise and get a status on what's going on with CEDAW first and foremost. Moana?
I also will do better and we'll connect. I think the only suggestion I had was maybe since there are a lot of new people, including me, it was really helpful if we kind of go back to basics and what the reviewing kind of the ordinance and what the commission was set out to be, just even for those who are new and I'm included, so that we kind of can have a clear path. These are, I love that these are the priorities, but also kind of having that background, and I have to ask to our attorney's office about trying to understand when, since he was the chair, do we have another election cycle? I've read the thing, so I have to, yeah. So that's why I want to get that clarity from our attorney's office so that we're all compliant as well. I don't want us to like be running meetings and.
Yeah, I think at our last, that last election thing that we did, we just invented the position of vice chair so that we had a little.
Oh, it's in the ordinance still. Yes, so you are.
We just never had a vice chair until we decided to fill the position.
Right, so that's why I was saying it would be a great opportunity with the new members that we all are on the same page. And then you, when I read the ordinance, there is a vice chair and you do assume the position when the chair isn't there. So that's why I opted to bring you into that conversation.
Do you have an electronic copy of the ordinance you can distribute to us so we can at least refresh ourselves
if
on
that,
it?
That would, I don't know, that's just a suggestion if any of you are interested in that. So
that would be nice.
Okay.
And I have two emails listed. The Gmail account can be deleted. I don't respond to that one as much.
Okay. So
I respond very quickly to my work one.
Okay.
So
that's more reliable one to get a hold of me.
We're going to try to set the agenda for the next meeting 2 weeks in advance. So that will be 2 weeks from now. I'll try to be in touch with everybody on status updates and stuff. But if you have something that you want to be on the agenda, I believe Moana and I are trying to either meet or at least discuss the agenda so that we have at least the rough outline of it 2 weeks in advance. So
sounds like definitely one is board leadership, commission leadership. Sounds like that's on the agenda right now already, isn't it?
So, all right.
I can make an advance motion to make you chair, but you know.
Well, we'll find out based on the ordinance if we have to have a process where we go through an election again. I will put the caveat that my term is up in 5 months, so I might be doing the whole thing again in 5 months.
Okay.
So that might be on the agenda. We'll have to look at the ordinance and figure out what that is.
Yeah, I'll follow up with that. That's definitely top of the...
And just through email, I'll be in touch about the different prioritized assignments and see what you need. And we'll go from there. I think Moana is going to be the primary source. Well, Moana and Fatima will be the two who probably do most of the heavy lifting. But if you need me to facilitate anything, let me know. And I'll also try to get information that we need. Any questions, concerns?
Thank you.
I believe we got open dialogue. Anybody have anything they want to bring up? All right. I know in the past when we were under Kilo Zamora, this was a lot of times where we kind of had a, I don't know, for lack of a better word, a safe zone where you could talk about whatever the topical issues of the day, either locally, nationally, internationally, of things that were had a human rights component to it that might have been something that was, you know, bothering you or, you know, was really sticking with you a lot. Some of that discussion revolved around police shootings. I believe we talked a little bit about Israel and Palestine at one point. So we'll keep that in mind for the future. The open dialogue is just to talk about something with a human rights component to where you can get a little bit of perspective from everybody else on it.
I have a question. It may probably will be answered once Marna sends out the information she's going to send out. Is there something in the bylaws for attendance of commissioners?
I don't believe there is.
In terms of?
Lack of attendance.
So the only thing that they have in what I've read in the, if a commissioner is absent more than two times, then that is actual ground for dismissal.
That's
what I've read in there. So
that was twice that, like, excused or something.
Unexcused, I think.
Yeah. And that's pretty standard for commissions.
Right. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's standard for, like, the statewide commissions as well.
So I think if you email us, then that's excused.
Right. I'm not concerned about myself, but we have a commissioner that I haven't seen in quite some time. We've reached out to several times and are not getting information. And I'm wondering if perhaps they're. I realize life happens, but if none of us are able to get in contact with that commissioner, mm-hmm. what are our options?
Yeah. So that I think me taking that question as well to the attorneys in the city, I'm not, that was just what I read within the bylaws as well. And the other piece was, I think Fernando let us know he's delivering babies.
Yeah. Yes. He's been in. Stretch pretty thin yeah. with his rotations so, lately.
I was like, okay, that's a good excuse. You're delivering babies. But yeah, that's a great question, and I'll send out all of that information as well.
Jason, in the open dialogue, anything to be considered given when the President of the United States spoke about something that has to do with shithole countries and things of that nature, what message can the commissioners hear?
Yeah, if you wish to discuss it, it's something to bring up in the open dialogue. We can talk about your feelings about it, and I'm about 99% we're all on the same page that that's a horrible, horrible thing for the president to say.
Mm-hmm.
But want to also add the caveat that if we want to do a running track record of the things the president says that we would find offensive, we could spend half the commission time discussing just what happened in the last week.
But is it that you want to maybe submit a public statement from the commission?
I just don't know how the agendas are set, so that's one thing I think me and Jason could.
So when I first joined the commission, we did write a lot of letters that were, I guess, statements. I think we did one for the Orlando shooting. The nightclub shooting was like my first meeting here. We wrote a letter, and then the mayor's office wrote a letter that got submitted to Orlando. And I believe we sent a companion letter to the, what we could be like the sister organization equivalent in Orlando. So those kinds of things are, I think, in our purview that we could do if we felt it was necessary. Is that what you're getting at? Or?
Well, I'm just trying to see if we can bring it into the discussion, pretty much. That's my intention, is that
yes, yeah. So if you wanted to do it now under the open dialogue situation, we can talk about it as much as you want.
I just don't have the time. Okay. Commissioner, I just don't have the time right now, though, because I...
Understandable.
Gotta go. So
I think,
to speak.
Unless we wanted to take a formal action of something like a letter, open dialogue would be the time for us to discuss it and get our views on the public record that that I think we all found it to be pretty offensive and unnecessary.
My approach of it is just that I wanted to see commissioners, you know, talking about it. You know, what are they say when the president just said that, you know, I don't think I'm looking into probably getting something, but I just wanted to know what commissioners are about when something of that nature comes, because, you know, we work to represent minorities here, and I understand that there are those kind of talks where I'm with a group of people and they're like, oh, president called the country's shit holes and all of that, and what's me being here to tell the mayor to do about something like that that affects individuals within the districts that we represent.
Understandable. Well, briefly, my point of view is that it was an incredibly racist statement, and I'm actually disappointed that there was an entire room full of people and nobody challenged him at the time and place. I mean, it was a room full of elected representatives, and it wasn't until after the fact that anybody brought up condemned the president's language at the time, and there were plenty of senators, people in both minority and majority leadership in the room, and they let that kind of language go without calling out the inherent racism of that statement, mm-hmm. or the cultural superiority of just randomly deciding to compare Haiti to Norway.
Yeah.
Well, I think he just said that. Mm. We'd rather bring people from Norway than to bring Haitians and...
Yeah.
Well, it's going all over, and I'm sure you're getting this too, but where, you know, my family were getting phone calls from Senegal going, what is up with your president?
I didn't elect him. He's not my president.
Technically, yeah. He is. However, I can't... There's some things we can't really explain very well other than...
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything else?
No, I think that pretty much encapsulates
at least everybody.
I'll throw in a last comment, and I appreciate everyone's here, and the folks that are no longer here as well, of course, certainly acknowledging them. But thank you very much. Look forward to getting some things done.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope everything goes a little bit smoother next week.
Move to close.
Next month. I'm going to entertain a motion.
I will so move.
Entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting until next month.
Yes, I will so move.
All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? All right. I think the motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.